Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Our guest today is Mr. Cliff Sarkin. He is the Chief Operating Officer for Casper Labs, a leader in blockchain solutions for the enterprise. And Mr. Sarkin, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
And Mr. Dye, pleasure to be here. And you can call me Cliff, but really glad to be on your show and excited to talk about whatever we have in store for us.
Well, Cliff, it is. We don't have a problem with that, and really good to have you out. Looking forward to hearing about Casper Labs further. So Casper Labs offers an enterprise platform, as we mentioned, that makes an on-ramping to blockchain easy, and that's always good news. And now I understand it's for the music industry as well. Why is blockchain important to the music industry? Let's start there.
Yeah, happy to. And if I may, just a brief intro about the Casper Network and Casper Labs. So as you got right, Casper Labs is a consulting firm, and we work with enterprises of all sorts, including the music industry, in their adoption of blockchain. So we are the team, mostly made up of developers, that built the Casper Network, which is a public decentralized layer one blockchain. And we set out to do that starting in November of 2018. And the Casper Network went live with Mainnet in March of last year. So it's almost 10 months in existence. And NFTs have turned out to be a very popular thing that caught fire last year, and very popular on the Casper Network. A lot of the enterprises that we are working with are interested in NFTs, and the reason that they're interesting for the music industry in particular is NFTs allow for identification on chain of ownership of various digital assets, and the ownership of music has definitely been something for a long time that has been a challenge for the music industry, and NFT technology allows a lot more clarity and understanding of ownership of music rights, as well as other ways to facilitate engagement with artists and their fan base.
Certainly do appreciate all the information and explanation there. That helps clarify things a lot more. Now, we hear a lot about NFTs on this program. What is an NFT for those that aren't familiar, and how does Casper Labs blockchain accelerate NFT revenue streams for musicians?
Yeah, good question. And it takes a moment to get your head around this, but hopefully I'll help you and your audience understand. So NFT stands for non-fungible token. So let's think about it in the analogy to money. Like a dollar bill is fungible. So if I went to you, Eric, and I said, hey, can I borrow a dollar? You would reach into your wallet and you would say, which one do you want? And I would say, it doesn't really matter, right? Because each one stands for a dollar and it's fungible. Each one is fungible. A non-fungible token is in existence to represent a unique piece of digital, whatever it is, whether it's art or a song or a poem or a baseball card or a photograph, to help you and the world understand that that's the particular one that you need. And there's a lot of use cases for NFTs. I'll give you another example. So when a physical artist, let's say a painter, paints a painting, we know that that is the original because we can look at it, we can see the paint on the canvas, and they can make many copies, and maybe they do a run of 100 prints, and they number them and they sign them, but the original is the original. It's a lot harder in the digital world. Let's say a graphic designer spends a month creating a piece of digital art. They can send that to someone, and that person can then copy and paste it a million times, and it looks identical to the original because it's digital. Well, if that original piece of art had associated with it an NFT and only one NFT, then we could use that NFT, which is stored on the blockchain, so that everyone, the artist, the person that acquired it, and the whole world can say, well, the person that owns that art related to that NFT owns the original. And there's a lot of amazing use cases outside of art, like ticketing, for example, where you can duplicate a ticket to a concert, but if there's an NFT associated with it, only the owner of the ticket with the NFT is the true owner, and we can trace that, on the blockchain. And there's other cool things that come with it, and because of smart contracting on the Casper network, for example, at the layer one smart contract level, you can also include other sorts of rights, like such as royalties, that every time this NFT gets transferred, for money, a certain percentage of the proceeds then go back to the original artist, which never was in existence before. And so if you think about music, we can allow the artist to, kind of supersede some of the other middlemen that have existed, in the music industry before, and sell their art and sell their music, and sell originals or certain numbers of duplicates that they identify, all on chain, and then achieve royalties that way. And then we're going to talk about the D Music platform in a second, but NFTs also allow for fan engagement. In addition to original pieces of art, you can create giveaways and have limited numbers of these giveaways or selling them. And all of these each have their own NFT, and so that the owner of it, the person that acquires it, can be sure that it was the one that the artist gave away or sold. And then when they sell it, the new buyer then has that same assurance.
That is awfully exciting information right there. Thanks for that. Now, continuing on, and there may be a little overlap here in your response, but tell us, take it further, how do musicians benefit from blockchain?
Yeah, so I touched on this a little bit. The way that it's really unfolding right now, that's still kind of early in the life of NFTs, it is in fan engagement. These artists, these musicians have a big fan base, and they're looking for ways to speak directly to them and engage further with them. And so whether it's partnering with a digital artist to create a limited number of digital representations of themselves and their art that they then sell or give away to their fan base, or unique experiences, like a certain number of people getting to come backstage to a concert or whatnot, they can use NFTs because it assures that there are only these limited number, they can't be duplicated. I think eventually the music industry and artists are going to actually use NFTs to stand for ownership of their songs, and there are projects that are working on this. But the way adoption seems to be unfolding right now is in these kind of fan engagement mechanisms using NFTs.
Certainly do appreciate all the information so far, and I'm sure there's some folks that have certainly learned a lot already today. We're joined by Mr. Cliff Sarkin. He's the Chief Operating Officer for Casper Labs, a leader in blockchain solutions for the enterprise. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, you recently announced teaming up with a financial consultancy firm, Megalodon, to launch D Music, a digital NFT record shop. Tell us more about this partnership and why this is a breakthrough for you.
Yeah, what's super exciting is that D Music, this platform, will make it really easy for musicians and other artists to create their own NFTs. Because it's one thing to say, it'd be exciting if I, as a musician, could give NFTs away or create a sale of a limited number of them to my fans. the next question that most of them have, because they're musicians, is where the heck do I begin? And so what Dee Music is like a digital studio where artists can easily create NFTs and engage with their fans. And so we partnered with Megalodon to create the studio, which is built on Casper, and Casper allows for the easy minting through an API, and it's really secure and cost-effective, which is what we bring as the blockchain partner. They're building the studio, and then they're partnering with musicians directly, as well as other groups that have big communities of artists like Hout Living, which is a luxury magazine and agency that has lots of artists on their platform already. And so the artists will basically be able to come in and, without much tech lifting on their side, create NFTs for their fan base and engage directly with them.
Mr. Sarkin, really appreciate your visit with us here today, all the insight and information shared on behalf of Casper Labs. Tell our audience where they can learn more about Casper Labs blockchain solutions and how they could reach out as needed.
A few places. CasperLabs.io is our website. Our Twitter handle is @Casper_Labs. To learn more about the Casper Network as a whole, the website is Casper.network, and the Twitter handle is @Casper_Network.
Again, listeners, it is CasperLabs.io. Mr. Sarkin, all the best, and hopefully we can get you back on with an update in the future right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me on.
Certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Cliff Sarkin, the Chief Operating Officer for Casper Labs, a leader in blockchain solutions for the enterprise. And for all the details, once again, visit CasperLabs.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.